Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host and my co-host, as usual, to my right from Dallas, Texas, my man T-Row. What's the deal, baby?
Already. What's going on with you this evening, L Boogie?
Oh, man, just, you know, like I say, man, it's a good.
Hold on, L Boogie. What happened to you, baby? I can't hear you. I can't hear you, L Boogie. There you go, baby. Much love. I hear you now, pimping. What were you talking about?
Man, I was just saying that I just shout out to the world. I appreciate them listening. To, you know what I mean? They always appreciate the show. If they can send, you know what I'm saying, a prayer. Special shout out to the real Big Meeks. You know what I mean? The real Big Meeks, man. You know what I mean? He collapsed today, man. 2 blood clots in the lung. But, you know what I mean? It's just in the DNA, man. He's strong, man. He's from the streets, man. That man was shot 6 times and survived it. I saw it. The streets is talking.
Big shout out to Big Meeks, man. Hope everything go good, man. Get back on his tools. That was a healthy dog. I mean, man, Big Meeks, man. I don't know nobody any healthier than Big Meeks, man. So hope he get a healthy bounce back. You know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt. But, bro, last night it was hot in Miami.
It was hot.
LeBron James, triple-double, 18-10-10.
No, 18-18-10.
I'm sorry. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, I see my paper. I don't have my glasses on. 18-10-10. Do you think LeBron should have took more shots and got a little bit more aggressive instead of trying to get these guys involved and take away from the team?
There you go, trying to put it on LeBron again. Come on, man, you know LeBron, he a pass first type of guy, man. I'm not going to say that he should have, but, I mean, that's just LeBron's stilo. You got guys like Chris Bosh shooting threes, come on, man. Those other guys need to be in rotation to be in that spot, like Mike Miller and Ray Allen and Rashad Lewis. You got this guy Chris Bosh taking these 32-foot jumpers. Come on, man, you ain't going to win like that. But LeBron is LeBron. 18, 18, and 10? I mean, you can't knock the man. What else you want the guy to do? Come on, man.
Man, messed around and got a triple-double.
Messed around and got a triple-double, Ice Cube style.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you two-fold questions. And then I'm going to ask the world, if you're out there listening, 347-855-8896. Or get at me at LBoogie15. I just got a couple questions for you in the world, bro. I mean, last night, did it prove that the Spurs are a better late game team? And also, are you buying that the fatigue was the reason for the loss last night for the Heat?
Fatigue? You better not start talking about like fatigue. Now, come on, man. D Wade and LeBron, like, got to keep that out of their vocabulary, man. This is the NBA. This is the league. You have no excuses. You already made it to the finals. Fatigue, y'all just played one good series. One series that went seven games. The rest of your games were 4-out, 5-out. Come on, man. I don't want to hear about fatigue. You get the act together. You knew who was coming to the big house. They played y'all right, just the way that they wanted to. They didn't play during the regular season when they went to Miami. And then, you know, LeBron and Miami tried to repay San Antonio by not playing LeBron and D-Wade when they went to San Antonio. And so now you got all the big dogs in the mix, and this is what you get. So I'm up one love. And let me tell you this, L Boogie. I bet the fatigue better not be in game two, because if they lose game two, it ain't coming back to Miami. The streets are talking. I'll put that on everything. They ain't coming back to Miami if they go down 0-2. I can tell you that.
It's over. Time to say goodbye. It's over. If they go down 0-2, you're right, and I'm pulling for the Heat. It's a must-win Sunday. You got to win game two. But let me ask you this. If you don't win game two, can they win two games in San Antonio?
Huh?
Before it's a game.
Huh?
Before it's a game six, man.
Huh? L, what's in your cup? What you sipping on? Now, I know Big Meek, man. I know you're kind of shocked right now through the information that you just received. But don't throw that at me like that, L Boogie. Come on now. Get your game tight, baby.
What?
Are you serious?
I'm down with the kid.
Now, LeBron is good, and he the best in the league. But, boy, let me tell you this. San Antonio ain't no punk, and they found out, man, they found out the hard way. And I know that the series, that nobody has won two games in a row until game seven, which Miami ended up, you know, taking the crown and going on to the NBA Finals against Indiana. But I'm saying, San Antonio is no Indiana. San Antonio got that guy they call Timmy, and they got that other boy called Tony Parker, spelled with a U. I don't know why they gave him an E-R. It should be U-R, because he's doing them dirt. And I'm telling you, if they go down 0-2, let me ask you this, L Boogie. Do you honestly believe that Miami can go to San Antonio and put out two if they go down 0-2 here in Miami?
When you have the best player in the world, you always have a chance until he's beaten four times. I just don't think that the King will be beaten four times. That's just me. Regardless if he goes down 0-2, I think he would do something miraculous and win two in San Antonio. I just don't think you can beat that man, the four-time MVP, four times in 2012-13 season. He has to find a way to prevail and beat these guys himself. I'm sorry. Yes, it's back to his Cleveland days, but like he said, he's 50 times better. Well, if you are, LeBron, and you're listening to this, because, you know, they're always talking in the streets, and in the streets, as we like Yev Hutton, everybody listening. So, LeBron, yes, you need to put your team on your back, but in a different type of way than how you did it in Cleveland, because you're 50 times better. That's what you told the streets. It's time for you to win the series. This will, now, going back to Chris Bosh, I don't care where he shoots the ball from, you're getting paid $100 million. So it doesn't matter if you shoot threes, if you shoot twos, if you shoot layups, if you dunk. I just want productivity. If you give me that, then what can I say? You talk about you are a Hall of Famer, the streets is talking.
Come on, L Boogie. I know he didn't put that out there like that.
Well, he told the world that, yes, I think that I'm a Hall of Famer and I'm going to go down, you know. Man, stop riding the coattail of the big two, to be honest with you. You're not even better than Tony Kukoc, the waiter. Now, he's not in the Hall of Fame. So, come on. The streets is talking, baby.
Yeah, man, it's going to be hard for that guy, man. He got to step it up, man. I don't know why his game is getting further and further away from the basket, but it's getting ridiculous, man. Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley, whoever working in the Miami Heat organization, man, needs to get in his ear, break him down, man, and put him in the asylum, because this guy needs to get back in the paint, man. I mean, what happened to averaging 10 rebounds a game when you was out there in Toronto? Being an all-star and all this mess. You're just an all-star because you play with the big two like you mentioned. You're making $100 million. You're going to be something for people like you. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got to bring it. You make $100 million. D-Wade, I'm sorry. You better bring it. Talking about fatigue. You ain't fatigued. I would have believed if you would have been talking about your knee was hurt more than fatigue. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm getting at. Don't be talking about no fatigue, none of that. Man, look, let me keep it clean this evening. You know what I mean? But LeBron, getting back to LeBron and doing more, man, this dude could average a triple-double for the whole series. You hear me? It ain't going to matter, man, if they don't win game two. No, I'm going to tell you that.
And see, the thing that I'm disappointed in is that Pat Riley and Coach Foster, they go out and get these guys and say that they have a heck of a team, but they don't use them. You have Rashard Lewis. You might want to play him more at the three, and then, you know, you can play Chris Bosh at the four or, you know, LeBron down there. So you have guys that you haven't used all year, and you tried to play Mike Miller and Ray Allen at the same time against Tony Parker in the fourth quarter. I need to call, you know what I mean, the sports officials and put him on, did I do that? Shout out to
right.
The sports officials.
Already.
Because how can you sit there and try to think that when he's coming off the pick and roll, and if you guys are watching the games out there and you're looking at it, he's not going off the pick LeBron's side. He's going off the pick to the guy who's checking of Mike Miller, who's Mike Miller's checking, because they went small. And then when they put LeBron on him, they just took LeBron out the play.
Right, exactly.
He needs to make some type of adjustments. Why didn't he play Norris Cole? He's a pit bull. That might free LeBron up off ball. Like the streets is talking, I always tell guys, that what makes LeBron a little bit, and I know we don't want to get back to that comparison, but he's not a great on-ball defender like Michael Jordan was. I'm sorry. He's a great help side defender, great in the lane defender because he's long, he's quick, athletic. But on-the-ball defender, he has a little deficiency. You just can't go by Mike like that. And I remember Sonny Red saying, well, guys go by such and such. Yeah, but it just looks more, I don't know if it's because it's LeBron James, but come on, Bronny. You can't let guys like Kawhi Leonard go by you. I don't care how many times. And you sit there and say, I was looking at the faces. You're going to sit there in an interview and say, I saw my guys' faces and we looked for T. Well, do what you did in the third quarter against Indiana. See, I don't like this inconsistency, though. Do it all the time.
That's all I'm asking. Just do it all the time. That's all I'm asking. Don't be shy. Get down there and get dirty. But back to, man, look, back to Tony Parker. Was it luck or was it skill? That's what I want to ask you, L Boogie. Was the shot luck or skill that Tony Parker made? Because he almost lost the ball three or four times before he even, you know, had an opportunity to even put himself in that type of position. Was it luck or was it skill, baby?
I'm going to say it was a combination of both. Really, it was a lot of luck. And like Tony, like TP said after the game, in any journey, there's going to be some type of luck on the game one time, and you're going to need that. Him getting the shot off was luck, but the skill for him.
Wait, you went out. Hell, Boogie, come back to me.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Like, you have heard me.
You back then. Boy, you behind the mountain or something, boy? What's going on?
Me and the CO been getting into it lately, man, and he been tripping. So he's been cutting me off every now and then playing with my phone, man.
Oh, he tapping in. So the NSA got you. They tapping in. The streets is talking. They on your phone, Hell, Boogie. You got to watch them.
I know, man. You know, when you grow big and get worldwide, you know, that's when the feds get involved. But anyway. Can you hear me now? I just think
you
that.
You all loud and clear.
I think that, you know, the series with LeBron James and his crew, I think Spo needs to really come up with something. They talk about he's a great coach. Well, show me now. You know, I heard, you know, some guys in the streets talking about, yeah, supposed to, he's getting better and all that kind of stuff. I understand. But he was a video guy. No disrespect, Spo. But I don't think video guys have, you know, done that well. Mike Brown hired and fired and refired and then hired again. Video guy. Speaking of coaches, let's flip to this. George Karl and the Denver Nuggets have parted ways. George Karl wanted an extension. He had 1 year left on his contract. They couldn't come to a decision. So now he's out in Denver. Coach Lionel Collins from Memphis. Sounds like the rumor is he's out. And listen to this. Looks like they're going to flip-flop positions. I don't like this. This is what I'm talking about. As far as, you know, modern-day slavery. You know why? Because they can do whatever they want to do. How can you get hired and fired and you don't give these other guys a shot? Brian Shaw, Chuck Person, Patrick Ewing. These guys have paid their dues. They're not video guys. One guy is a Hall of Famer two times on a national Olympic team, and as himself, Patrick Ewing. Chuck Person has really blended guys and taught guys how to play after he retired and got into the coaching carousel. Why can't they do that, Ro? Why? Tell me, can you give me a reason, Ro? The streets is talking. Can you give me a reason why they won't hire these guys and give them a chance?
Can I give you a reason? My answer would be no. I can't give you a reason on what's going on when you talk about coaches not being able to get an opportunity to really show their skills. You know, in this industry nowadays, man, it's really about who you know. And these owners nowadays really get who they want. They can really pay the amount of money a coach is asking for if a coach is, you know, leaning one way or another. Now, the situation, you know, with Denver, I'm kind of sad to see that happen. They acting like George Karl is not a good coach. He just won Coach of the Year. I mean, man. But you know, when we still don't know what's up with Doc Rivers. He might all of a sudden play a part in this mix of coaches looking for a job here soon, you know. But as far as some of those coaches that you've mentioned that have not got an opportunity to become head coaches, yeah, one of these days, man, they're going to get their shot. And like I said, it's all about the owners. The owners make so much money, and they get who they want. You know what I mean? And that's what's crazy. And so some of these coaches are just going to have to – we'll wait and see. You know, Lionel Hollins, I wish him the best. Thought he was a great fit for Memphis, but we'll see.
Oh, man, we're in the streets, man. And, you know, even though Big Meeks is down right now, but he ain't out. And, you know, the song, we still in this. We still in this. You know what I mean? We still in the streets, bro. The streets is talking Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the question of the night when we come back from commercial, you know, we in the sports and entertainment world. And, bro, all our callers out there, who is the one female entertainer that you would love to have one night with? When we come back, give us your take on the show. Let us know what's happening in the question of the night. Who would you want to be for one night? Dinner, movies, whatever. And you know what I mean. At the end of the night, who would it be?
We feeling this bit.
Let's go. Freestyle Friday. You already know.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe, don't blow my high, dare blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear, respect me, black, yeah, I, that no lie. I'm on my 12, blowing circles in the air, hood that purple. I'm a boss and you a worker, listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty, how you want it, put it in me. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch, I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit, look at me now, stealing it, bitch. I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. Me and all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free love, surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stunts, low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic Rich, nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a sheep about to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded.
I'm
in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they try to shut us down about an hour ago, but we're still in it.
Streets is talking. 347-855-8896. www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Streets is talking with a zero. That's not a typo. And we, you know, you always know the saying by L Boogie. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
That means her a friend.
Bro.
What's the deal?
And I'm sorry for being, you know, a male chauvinist. I'm sorry for my female callers. And if you have any male entertainer that you would like to have one night with, it's not a shameful thing to say the streets is talking. Let us know what you, who would you want to be with just for one night. Lo, who would you want to be with, man?
All right, man. Yeah, I thought about this one. And, yeah, you're going to like this one. And, man, I got to say my dude did a great job of putting it together. You know, from the ass to the chest to the look. I mean, man, he went out and, you know, he went out and just did the most with this bro. You know what I mean? And I'm going to give it up for Lil Wayne, because if I had one night bang any bro in the industry or in any sport, it would be that bro Nicki Minaj right now. I can't help it. Why did he build her like that? You know what I'm saying? He should have put her together so well. You know what I mean? And she's just another freak. If I had one night, yeah, Nicki Minaj, I love you, baby girl, pretty and pink. You can wear whatever color you want to wear, honestly. It wouldn't hurt my feelings. Your pretty, sexy ass. Lil Wayne just put it together, you know what I'm saying? You put it together right, El Boogie.
Oh, yeah. You
know? So, man, I can't knock it, man. I was thinking hard, too. You know, like Eva Mendez and, you know, I was thinking, oh, Gabriel Union, you know, sorry, D-Wade, but you'd have to give it up for one night. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, I just, you know, that's a couple of them running through my, through the wig, man. But, yeah, damn, Nicki Minaj would be the one for me. Pimp, what's up with you?
Wow, man, why you do me like that, bro?
I'm sorry, man, you just asked me, man, and you had the old wig going crazy. I can't help it, you know.
And I ain't even gonna lie, man. And I had to grab this sand from the Wu-Tang, and you know, I just always had, you know, this little crush on, you know what I'm saying, Nia Long, man. And you know that the sand was, Nia, I wanna long you.
Streets is talking.
Hey, long time.
With them little cheeky eyes, man, we'll kick it, man. We'll be in the streets, man. She'd be with El Boogie and all that, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, man.
I feel you on that, but that's a good one, too. What's the old girl from Baby Boy that was in it with Tyrese Gibson? That little pretty ass. I can't think of her name.
Yes. She was the bottom joint. She was in Hustle and Flow. She was the bottom joint. Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah. I needed
to be in that character, though.
Yeah, right. Whatever character she want to be, don't bother me. I just would like to be around her, too. No disrespect to the wife. I do the wife first. You know what I'm saying? I pick the wife first all the time, but just, you know. Yeah. No disrespect. Don't get me in trouble.
We're going to keep that in the street. We're going to keep that in
the street. That's how we do it.
You want to go to some NFL, or do we have someone in the silent ready to, you know, come out on the yard and holler at us?
Oh, man. You know the asylum is all. We got to get them keys out, man, start checking, make sure everybody where they supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? Walking down the yard. Get one of these, you know what it is. Got to keep them right,
yeah,
tight.
Right, got to open that cell, man, cell block, man. Let these guys out, let their word be heard, man. We got to get up to the ward, man. We got to get it out there.
Yeah, before we go to the asylum, El Boogie, let me ask you, let me put this on the temple, too, the callers and yourself, man. What's up? What your boy Tiger going to do, man? He had a +7 in the last event down there in Dublin, Ohio. And, you know, this was a preparation tournament for the U.S. Open. And now we got a major coming up. I know you don't love Tiger just yet. I know you're still in the liking stage. Give me your thoughts on Tiger.
Dance, maker, dance. Dance, maker, dance.
Pink Rhino open to 2 o'clock. Oh, my bad, 3 o'clock.
Come on, Tiger. I keep trying to tell you, bro. I don't understand what's going on in Tiger's mental. Everybody keeps saying he's getting better, and then all of a sudden he's gotten worse with the +7. But what I will say about that, maybe it's better like that going into the tournament, being under the radar, having a bad tournament before. Maybe this is good for him instead of winning a tournament before a major and everybody's on the bandwagon saying, oh, Tiger is, you know, doing well. So I think that, you know, we really need to maybe give him a chance this major, but I don't really think he's ready. I'm waiting for him. I'm going to pick him up at the airport with the sign. The streets is talking, L Boogie. Hang out with me, Tiger. Let's get you back on the right track. Now, man.
Yes. Bands to make them dance. Bands to make them dance. Yeah, I feel you, L Boogie. I'm in the like status. I had to go from loving Tiger to bring it back to like. Because, man, I mean, he scared me, man. A +7? A +7? We ain't shooting dice. A +7. I don't understand that, Tiger. You better come with it. I got plenty of these strippers down here ready to get at you, Tiger Woo Woo. You ain't coming too far. You know what I'm saying? You got that G4. You can the G6. You can always make a trip down to AZ. We got Jaguars down the street from Peak Rhino. But if you don't like that choice, we got another choice for you, pimp man. And Crip is always a man's life. You know what I'm saying? That's America's love. Every city got a Crip.
You already know. Every city got a Christie's.
So you get down and dirty that way, your money spend fly too. Making it rain.
Come on, Tiger. I need you to do better. I need you on that leaderboard day one. I don't need you, you know, fighting. I need you on the leaderboard, like my man Freeway would say, early.
Right. And check out who he paired up with. He paired up with your boy Adam Scott, who actually won the Masters, this year's Masters, and also paired up with your one and only Rory McIlroy for the first two rounds of the U.S. Open. And so I hope, Tiger, I hope your balls don't shrink. Bring your A game, baby. We need you to shoot like a 60 or 61. Show them you ain't no punk. Set some records. Do something the old Tiger would do.
Like in the movie Players Club, when he told my man, the bodyguard, do something to make me feel good.
You know? Man, let's go and check it out in the asylum, L Boogie. Let's go, because you know the lines are hot, man. They ready to get on the line and start talking crazy. Let's see what we got on the line, man. Keita Mo Jenkins Johnson Jr. III.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, that boy sound like my daddy. I tell you. What's up with a pimp?
Man, I'm up here at this orange and white game, man. You know, Hillcrest having a graduation up here at Lowe's, so I'm just showing my support to the, you know, graduates and the football team.
Oh, that's what it is. Big shout out to Hillcrest and also my old alma mater, W.T. White, getting it in down there in their little spring fever game. You know what it is. Oh, out in the streets for real out there getting it in. What's been happening with the Skeeter Mo?
Oh, man, it's Freestyle Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just meditating and, you know, celebrating, getting my thoughts and my mind free and clear so I can get on that thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. What you think about old San Antonio stealing the first game out of Miami? You dig?
It's awful, really, bro, you know, because it really don't look good for Miami right now by losing that first game, but like L said, you know, the king, he might have something up his sleeve. I'm hoping he does. And, you know, maybe they can pull off a miracle. But that wasn't a good start for them.
Right. Right. I feel you. Now, if San Antonio so happens to pull out game number two, do you think Miami, that's what L Boogie was referring to, that if Miami goes down 0-2, the King might just have a miracle somewhere stored in his uniform somewhere to actually pull out a miracle and get the job done to where they can actually bring it back to Miami to get it done. I mean, I know the 18 points, 18 rebounds, 10 assists was legit. You know, he did everything he could. But do you honestly think, well, let me take that back. Do you think LeBron needs to do more to get the job done in order for Miami to win?
Bro, he was doing a lot of passing. And for him to be the reigning MVP, I don't like how the referees are not calling his foul when he goes to the hole and he gets hit. You know, anybody else, and they would have called their fouls, but unfortunately he's not getting those calls.
He not getting the Jordan rule?
No, sir, and that's probably what's deterring him from going into the hole because he sees that they're not calling that, and so he don't want to, you know, just go in there and get hacked and then miss the shot, and then they got a free run.
Right, right. Now, the shot that Tony Parker made to seal the deal for San Antonio to get up out of there and escape with game one, was that luck or was that skill?
Bro, I'm going to tell you, very controversial, because it looked like that ball was still on his fingertips when that light went off, but, you know, it was just very, very close milliseconds. Man, I would say that that was a little skill and a little luck at the same time. He hit it at the top of the square, and it went right in and bounced off that front rim and went back in, man. I say, he probably practiced that over Tim, because, you know, Tim, tall and big, and, you know, probably told him where to put it.
Right, right. And it was a couple of angles that they showed last night that kind of, you know, it looked like it was still on the fingertips, and then it was another angle that looked like it was clear and free from the hand. But, you know, like you say, it was milliseconds. I mean, they called it deuce before they checked the replay. So, I mean, even if it would have been the benefit of the doubt, they still would have had to give it to Tony Parker, you know, even if they couldn't make a decision from the actual instant replay itself. So, yeah, I'm like you, 50-50, kind of lucky that he actually was able to get up. And then skill to know that, you know, backboard was the best shot for that situation. You know what I'm saying? Shooter's touch, it almost came out, but it went in. So, you know, shooter's touch, Tony Parker. And if anybody noticed, and L Boogie, this is out to you too. For within the last 8 minutes of the game, nobody from San Antonio took another shot. It was just all Tony Parker show. Tony Parker took every shot down the stretch, and that is something LeBron needs to do if he's going to actually be a part of this series. I mean, 18 points, 18 rebounds, 10 assists. Yeah, I would have been impressed with 20, 20, and 10 if you want to, you know, call it out. So I'm just saying. Tony Parker, big ups to you. You know, now let me ask you this. Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, they mentioned that fatigue played a factor in them losing game one. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
And why is that? They only had 3 days off.
Well, you know, the boys been sitting at the crib for a week, huh? You talking, referring about San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio had 9 days off, and Miami only had like 2.5, 3 days off, really.
Right. I mean, that could have played a factor, you know, fatigue, but, you know, like you say, bro, when it comes to the championship game, you try to throw all that out the back of your mind and just, you know, try to play it, give it 100%. But, you know, their body might be telling them something else. They're getting a little old.
Right.
Yeah. That's crazy. Skidamo, how you doing out there, man? You ready for Freestyle Friday, man?
Man, you already know it, LP. So much love. I'm out here at this these people coming up out this thing, they looking at me like I'm crazy because I'm sitting up in the car.
No yeah, doubt. You're in the streets. That's what we talking about.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah,
let me ask you this. Go ahead.
Absolutely. No, I was just referring. I'm ready for Freestyle Friday, man. You know, I always love to call in and listen to the motivational speakers. You know, they call in, man. They my motivation.
No question. Let me ask you this. Question of the night. What woman, what female in the industry, in the entertainment industry, would you just like to have one night with?
No disrespect to my sis. No disrespect, sis. I feel you.
I mean, for one night only, man, it's so hard for me to really think of one right now. Because, you know, if you only get one, you don't want to have no psycho. I say I'm just going out there right now. Let me think. Entertainer. Pam Grier, man.
Ooh. That nigga said Pam Grier. Why that nigga took back with the afro or with the lay down?
Man, I want to however she come, man.
That's a cougar, man.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
man, I would love to go. So right now, she could be 7 years old. I'd love to go out and just, you know, see how her life was because she went through it and she's a very successful African American woman, you know, and I'd
right.
love to go check her out.
I feel you, man. That was good.
Right. The legend.
Yeah, L Boogie. L Boogie. Taraji Henson. That's the little sexy broad name in the Baby Boy film. Taraji Henson. Yes, sir.
Miss Henson, what the deal, baby? The world, we love you. One night.
If only for one night. Hit him with the loop.
No question, the streets is talking.
Skeet them all. Hold the line, baby. We're going to get y'all for Freestyle Friday. You know how we do it.
Already, man, you know I'm trying to do some things at once. I'm in these streets. The streets is talking at this orange and white game. Big Boogie didn't almost kill somebody out there. And, man, they got the stretch of the ambulance just rolled somebody off road. It's going down, bro.
Texas football is finest, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you didn't know where that's at. You know what I'm saying? And Big Boogie, for those that don't know, that's my nephew getting it in, offensive lineman, getting just smashing. You feel me?
Pancake.
Yes, sir. So that's what it is. Let's keep it rolling, L Boogie, in the asylum. Man, we're going to check them out. We're going to pull in one of the favorites out there on the West Coast out there in Las Vegas, baby. Slick Rick. Slick Rick, you with a pimp?
Yeah, no doubt. What's going on?
Man, how you feeling out there on the West Coast, baby?
Oh, man, it's good out here. You know it, man. You just living life, enjoying it, man. Vibing on the conversation right now.
That's
real, man. Yeah. Vibing on the conversation, watching the first 48.
Oh, that's what, you know. That's
oh, like, the streets is talking, baby. You got it for real.
Yeah,
you
know it was good, though.
Man, now I know that, you know, you like LeBron, you know what I mean? But L Boogie was stating earlier that that the guy LeBron James, the king, needs to do more in order for Miami to go ahead and prevail and win this NBA final championship. Do you agree, or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, first off, let me say both of y'all got a lot of good points. I agree with some things, and I disagree with some things. I'm going to start off by saying this. I think that King James, yes, he is one of the best in the game. I think if they go down 0-2 back to Texas, it's a very good chance that they're going to lose. And I like the Heat. You know, just like L. Boogie was saying too, like, is he close to Jordan? Like I said last week, I think he's close to Jordan. Like Peter Capere said, I think LeBron is closer to Jordan, but it's something that he is missing that's not Jordan, that he probably will never be able to develop because Jordan is Jordan. But
right.
I'm just trying to hit on a
Absolutely.
Couple of different topics. So I don't, it kind of sounds like I'm all over the place, but I really been with y'all the whole way.
Oh,
and,
yeah, that's what we want you to do. Go ahead, hit your point.
Yeah. I'm following you, Kemp. I'm following you.
Okay, and then I think that in the same token, just like Parker, I mean, you got the ball. I mean, you run a show for your team, San Antonio. You got the ball in your hands every time when y'all on offense, and that's what you're supposed to do. And LeBron's supposed to do the same damn thing. Don't give me that motherfucking pass and shit. What you passing the ball for? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, we got a couple minutes in the game. You got to have the ball in your hands at all times. Chris Bosh shouldn't even be shooting no threes.
That's
just
right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, why are you even shooting a three in this time of the game? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
King James needs to be controlling the point no matter what, man, in that situation. And I'm a King
right.
James fan, ride or die. You know what I'm saying? But... You know, I'm just like them old dudes, man. They you know, they veterans at it, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They veterans at it. So,
right.
And then in the same token about – Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say about the age, it's ironic that a stat that we pulled up, the average age for the Miami Heat is 31.8 and for the Spurs was 27.6. And they were talking about that the Spurs were old, but the average age deficiency is more of the Heat. We just pulled that stat out just to throw that out there.
Okay. Man, hey, y'all, listen, just one second, man. Let me just click this other line, man, and what I have. It's going to take me like 2 seconds. Okay, let's say this. L. Boogie. Okay, brief me on your question a little bit. I really said something about 31. My phone was kind of messing up.
Right. So my point to that is, are you buying that fatigue was an issue for the Heat?
Fatigue, to be on some real, fatigue could play a good part of it, man. When you play, you know, night after night, you know what I'm saying? It could wear you down back to back, but in the same token, you young, man. You in your 20s. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's prime of your life. You're still supposed to have legs, supposed to be able to get out there and run. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the league.
It's do or die.
I know what it is.
Survival of the fittest.
It's survival of the fittest. Either you gonna eat or you ain't gonna eat. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm just, you know, like I said, I ain't going to lie, ride with the Heat, no doubt. I love King James and all that. But I think, like, you know, man, you need to be shooting the ball, brother. You know what I'm saying? In them situations, you know what I mean? When the game is close. Hold on.
There you have it. We're really in the streets. Guys are really living the streets.
Getting it in.
Click over and we're talking to the world.
Hey, I'm back in, y'all. I'm sorry about that. Are you kidding me?
Hey, he kept it.
2 seconds,
it came right back.
Hey, I just had to turn on my way. Hey, but listen, though, and then the shot about the shot, right, was it luck?
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with everybody say. That's Tony Parker. I think it's a little skill and a little luck. You know what I'm saying? Because... You know, for you to hit that shot and the way it was, man, I mean, everything was riding on your side. I ain't taking nothing from you, partner. You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
King James, man, step that shit up, man.
You know what I'm saying? You got to turn it up. Hey, Slick Rick, last question of the night. If it was just one young lady that you would like to just have one night with out on the town from the industry, who would it be?
Man, me. I thought about that too. Man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I like to have Janet Jackson, man, for a couple different reasons. You know what I'm saying? I'm a young brother. I like my meat seasoned, man. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And then for two, she got money. So that's another good plus. And then for three, I can't mess with these young bros, man. I can't give you nothing. I need all mine. You know what I'm saying? For one, and y'all whining, y'all crazy. Man, give me some seasoning, man. I like them cougars, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, give me one season, man. I can't mess with these young dumb heads, man. They want too much.
Season my meat. Season my meat.
Man, season my meat.
Season curry
and
salad. No doubt, man. Steak and potatoes. My bad.
Steak and potatoes.
Don't forget. tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. And hopefully she a cougar.
Already, man. You know what it is. That's how we get it in, L Boogie.
No doubt. When we come back from the commercial, we're going to talk about a little bit about Big Ben, talk a little bit more about Tiger Woods, and have some more, you know, prisoners come out the asylum. Let's go. Produced by DJ Stuff. If I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your DC. I can see the ocean by going between leg, bag, no, bed, flow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow, motion, around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon, hold up.
Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, I'm saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really say much, but it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you when it's time cold, shawty far through, baby like a damn pro, chat they caught you, all the mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it's working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, called in the morning, cell number wasn't on, got.
Is it baby?
I'll play this too, bro. Well, I'm on my one night with Nia. I mean, honestly, bro, I mean, it's Trina. Ooh, Woody. You don't know name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Only for one night, Luther Vandross style.
No question. We back in the asylum. It's your boy, L Boogie, T-Row, Jewel the G. And you can always get at us, and don't forget, lock this in your phone, 347-855-8896. And if you want to go back to our callers, you want to hear your voice in the world, if you missed something, you know, www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalkingwithazero, and that's not a typo.
Yeah, and shout out to We The Cases, my homies. The client, you know what it is for the night, getting high in the cloud. My dudes getting it in. You know we're going to make it happen. L Boogie, before we talk about anything else, man, I'm kind of upset, L Boogie. Man, I thought this was going to be the first topic of the night, but because the NBA is so hot right now, you know, with what San Antonio has done. But, man, we got to talk about a snitch, and I'm talking about a snitch for real. Let's jump into this Major League Baseball real quick and talk about this snitch, Mr. Anthony Bosch, head of the PED sanction that then gave all, I'm talking about, man, from A to Z, everybody who you can think of and got their drugs from this man, and now he's about to pull, man, he about to pull one of the most, hell, boogie, I'm just disgusted. He about to pull something, man, that it's not allowed for you to pull in this game we call the streets, man. You can't go being a rat after you, man. Anthony Bosch is about to spoil Major League Baseball by coming out and letting everybody know who done took what and who done signed the piece of paper that he getting paid for. Hell, really, I don't understand.
Say it ain't so. Are you kidding me? You a rat. You done made all this money. Yeah, that's that I don't like. DJ Stats, say it again. Give it to me one more time. What is it?
That's that we don't like.
Man, cut. That's what we don't like. You in the streets. You done done dirt. How you going to turn back now? That's your man. Did you hear what Alex Rodriguez said? I don't want to say a statement. I hope our collective bargaining is used right now. Are you kidding me? That's what Alex Rodriguez did when he heard the news. He coughed. How can you be a snitch like that after you help these guys out? They paid you. You're not going to be able to, you're not going to give that money back, and all the feds had to do was put a little heat on you. You could have laid out for a couple months in the fed joint. You're a rat. He needs to be whacked.
He's fatter than a New York rat. If anybody has ever been to New York and seen a New York City rat, like a chump. First he was cool, L Boogie. He was keeping his lip tight. But now the pressure, bust pipes. Ain't that the old saying, L Boogie, pressure bust pipes?
Oh, yeah.
Is he getting paid? What's the deal, Anthony Bosch? You the one supplying everybody. Now you're going to be the biggest snitch in the world. You're about to get sniped.
And if you know about this story and if you followed it, Anthony Bosch, doctor that is, let's not forget that.
My bad.
Administered these drugs on confidentiality. I said as a doctor, you do not. Just on that alone, you do not put business out in the street. You don't do that. I thought that was just a doctor's, that's G code for doctors. Point blank, that's G code. You don't break that. But just like I guess in everything, doctors don't even play by the rules no more either, huh?
Take his street credibility card, L Boogie.
Man, he needs to be under PC because who is his life is going to be glamorous when he gets out of jail. Take it like a man. You know,
Barry Bonds trainer did.
Oh, he ate it. Give me more. I know Barry's going to take care of me. And see, those are the guys that, you know, you got a question when you get in the pit with them. Are you really with them? Dr. Bosch, Michael Vick's entourage. You could have laid down for Vick, and he could have paid you some ends from that $100 million. The streets is talking, baby. Are you kidding me? What's up, Doc?
Man, I just hate to see what's going to happen there, Boogie. Because right now, reports are showing that You know, there are 20 guys already on the list. But, man, you and I know we ain't no suckers. We might have been born at night, but we wasn't born last night. When this information hit, woo-wee, it's going to be more than 20. I'm looking at 75, 100. It's going to be something crazy. No, man. And I'm going to tell you this, it's not going to be good. Because if you think, even just with 20 names that they trying to hold tight, they come out with Brahm, and they also coming out with Alex Rodriguez, because those are the two hottest names. But, man, I'm telling you, if you... Man, don't be a sucker, ladies and gentlemen. Don't believe that it's only going to be 20. But if there are 20 or more, let me tell you, that's a lot of players that are not going to be able to play for their teams. And if you just think about it, baseball have a lot of teams that have a big three with pitching. And, you know, and if it's any one of the big-name guys, woo! And you just think, take a third away from each team, like take – Not even the best, but just take three hot players right now on a team and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Take them off the team and see how your club do when you can't get what you're getting out of those players anymore. For instance, the L.A. Dodgers. If they can't, they getting hot right now. And if they lose any of their players, come on, L. Boogie, they can't lose anybody. Everybody's playing a major part in them. Saving Don Mattingly's job. You know what I mean? So, ooh, wee. L Boogie, it's going to be hot. He's snitched. He's going to get sniped.
Like Buddy Mac said in Players Club, it's going to be trouble. Put your hand down.
Yeah, big trouble, baby. Big trouble in Little China style.
But the only thing that, you know, Bugs Selig and these guys being a commissioner, yeah, they will get suspended, but with pay. Guys are still getting paid. Look at what happened with Mookie Cabrera. He got suspended from San Francisco. Now he's with Kansas City making more money than he did with San Francisco.
Right.
And he just, you know, got suspended like 80-some games, and they kept him off the playoff roster. How do you feel if you're a player coming up and these guys get suspended and they're in a contract year, and when they come back, they still making the same amount of money or even more after they got suspended for steroids?
PEDs, baby. PEDs, performance enhancing drugs, you drug addict.
Wow.
That's worse than crack, L Boogie. I wish I was a PED seller. I wouldn't make $30, I'd make $3,000.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Some more news. Big Ben, they wouldn't, you know, go to the table about his contract. And he just had surgery on his knee, some minor knee surgery. So, bro, let me ask you this. How are you concerned about Big Ben going into this season, 2013? Are you concerned?
With Big Ben Roethlisberger?
Yes.
Man, let me tell you this. If there's any player that I have never have a concern with, it's Big Ben. Whether he hurt, sore, broke, healthy, Big Ben going to be on the field, man. You got to keep Jesus. You got to have Jesus on your sideline to tell Big Ben that he can't play. Big Ben, I love Big Ben. I might not like Pittsburgh, but I love Big Ben. Big Ben is a gamer. And, you know, I'm not concerned with Big Ben. It's not an issue for me. A little meniscus surgery. You know, he'll be ready for training camp when it really matters. You know what I mean? September, end of August, September, he'll be ready. And that's what I love about Big Ben. That's one thing you do not have to worry about with the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback position. If he can get on the field, he's going to give you everything you got, man. And he's going to do it precisely. He might not be able to move, but he gonna make sure he throw the ball and get rid of it. That boy's bad. Gunslinger. I like that, man. Champion. You know what I'm saying? And so, no concern at all about Big Ben. If anything, he'll just be able to move a little bit quicker than what his slow ass already moving.
And, you know, just being coached by Mike Tomlin, we know that when he has a subpar year and doesn't go to the playoffs, the next year he does well. So, you know, I think Pittsburgh has a chip on their shoulder going into the season. Hopefully Troy Polamalu, Lamar Woodley, you know, Ponce, those guys stay healthy so that they can excel this year, because I'm looking at the AFC North and the bottom feeders look like they're eating now. They're trying to come up and prove some young meat. You know, not the season meat like Slick Rick would say. Not season. But you know, being in them are like Cougars. So, you know, it's time for these guys to do something. You know, your Emmanuel Sanders, your running game. It's time for these guys to get it together. So we'll see. Am I concerned? Yes, I am. Right now, Ben is a B.O.B. He's a bag of bones. That's not taken away from his talent. But if he gets popped, he gets hit, he keeps nagging injuries. Throughout his career, he has nagging injuries through seasons, and sometimes it hamstrings. And when he's down, black and yellow, they won't be excelling.
Right.
No Wiz Khalifa. No Snoop. They won't be at the playoff game. So, you know, they got to take care of Ben, you know. So that's how I look at it. They got to put some bodyguards around him to make sure that offensive line hold up this year, man.
Yeah, I think it will. You know, Pittsburgh went 8-8, even though Big Ben missed three games last season. You know, if Big Ben would have been there in those three, you know, it would have been a different story for Pittsburgh. They would have continued. Yeah, we the cases, baby. Appreciate it. That's how we get down. And, you know, if Big Ben is able to maneuver a little bit better than what he's already been doing by getting this little minor knee surgery, you know, it's plenty of – we still got a month and a half before he needs to really be out on the field and doing his thing. You know, I was seeing some highlights of RG3, Robert Griffin III, the Washington Redskins quarterback, get out there and, you know, show some life in his little OTA training from, you know, his major knee surgery, and he looks pretty good. So, you know, my thing is that, you know, these dudes are really available to get the best treatment that's out there. You know what I'm saying? And Dr. Andrews and a couple of these other doctors, high-profile doctors, are getting a job done where these guys can get back and be healthy enough to, you know, put the pressure that they need to on them limbs that make them the best in the world at what they do. So am I concerned about Big Ben? Never. Big Ben is a gamer. That's my dude. I don't like Pittsburgh, but I love me some Big Ben. Big Ben brings it every night. Wish I could, you know, have him go through a contract dispute with the Pittsburgh Steelers to where he can come and get that star on his helmet. You know what I mean? So, you know, wishful thinking, but, you know, anything is possible. I believe in wishful thinking, so, you know, anything is possible nowadays. Money is available for that to happen. You dig?
So, Big Ben is like Nas and DMX and Belly when he was at the trunk of the car. He say, "That's your man. That's your man." Big Ben, huh? We'll see. They need him. Another, we're gonna stick with the NFL. You know, Adrian Peterson coming off a great year last year. Came 121 yards, I think it was 69 yards. I'm sorry, 69, from breaking Eric Dickerson's single season record. He's on quote saying that he's going to get $2,500 this year. T-Row, your thoughts. Will he accomplish that goal? Can he do it? Streets is talking.
Man, I mean, anything's possible nowadays, man. You know, you put that out there so your team can hear it, and you need other players and other important people on your team to step up so that that is something that you can shoot for. You know what I mean? You just can't say that and think that you're going to be out there and do that all by yourself. And you know, this is the NFL. You need other players to do their job in order for your aspirations to somewhat come true. You know what I mean? We all throw up what we our daily regimen or what we want to get done for the day and things like that. You know, what we want to get done for the week, what we want to get done for the month, what we want to have finished by the year. We all do it. But, you know, it is possible. Unfortunately, he's just going to need a lot of other pieces of the puzzle to be ready to fit when the time comes. You know what I mean?
My problem with the statement about AP saying that was that let it happen. When you have seasons like that, they're magical. It just happens. You don't want to go out there predicting or looking for 2,500 yards. Those type of seasons just happen. Yes, that I mean, you can make a lot as your goal, and is it realistic? Kind of. But at the same time, you don't look for that. And, you know, I heard Leslie Frazier saying that he's going to his fourth season as the coach. You know, he'll trade in all those yards for a Super Bowl ring. Well, play for that. And along the way, hopefully 2,500 comes along. But I don't think you should go out looking for 2,500. I think my first thing would be, you know, 12, 13 wins as a team. So I don't know if I would have made that statement. I don't think he's going to, you know, come close this year, you know. And it's not saying it's a jinx, but when you do that, it's tough to repeat what you did the year before. That's why they're called records.
Right.
So, yes, it's made to be broken, but it's a hard one to break. And you trying to do it in consecutive years, I think it's going to be tough. I don't think he's going to hit that mark or come close. That's just me, though.
He talented enough, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, after all that he's been through in the last couple of years, last 3 years, if you really want to give him some room, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of incredible what he's done so far. Like you say, that's the reason why defensive coordinators get paid so much to figure this game out. And, you know, some of the stuff that he did last year was incredible. I agree with you 100%. Let the coach lay it out, and then you go out and play it out. You know what I mean? Don't get to, you know, making these, you know, those aspirations sometimes can be tough on you personally, and then it becomes a mental game more than it is just a regular football game. And, you know, once the head starts getting played with, yeah, everything going south by then, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm like you, man. Just let it do what it do. Don't go out and say it out there. But like I say, when you do put it out there, it's just not that he's putting it out there for himself. He letting his offensive lineman, he letting his quarterback, he letting, you know, the tight end, he letting everybody know that get ready. You know, you need to jump on my back like you did last year. There ain't nothing wrong with that kind of sort of.
Yeah, but don't run me into the ground and I tear my ACL or my other one. Please, knock on wood. I hope it doesn't happen. But please, for 2,500 yards, you're going to – that's video game. You're going to run him into the ground.
Right. And that means you're going to be touching the ball about 40 times a night. He really going to be broke up then.
Get him out in the backfield. I need more touchdown receptions on the receiving side. get him out in more traffic and let him do more then. You know, put him more in the passing game. Let Christian Ponder, he has one of my guys, Greg Jennings. So hopefully that maybe that opens up the running game and help him out. Never know. But you're gonna run that kid into the ground. 2,500 yards. It's ugly. But, hey, AD don't stand for all day for nothing.
I feel you on that, my dude. L Boogie, let's jump back into the asylum, baby. You know what I mean? And walk back down here to the end, man. We got to get our callers back in because you know it's hot. It's Freestyle Friday. Got one of our favorites on the line. T Nick, what's up with a pimp?
Hey, don't you know that niggas get smoked that take their life for a joke? You know what I'm saying? See, this streets is talking. Hey, man, I'm like, yeah, fun, dog. Hey, yeah, fun, man. When the streets is talking, you know, everybody listening, man, especially me, dog. And I just want y'all to know, man. Hey, I've been spreading the word down here in the A, man. So, you know, shouts out to everybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying, right now. Especially you, Nigel, my barber, man. I talked to him today in the barbershop. And everybody in the barbershop today listening to it, dog. Hey, the streets are talking. They know what it is, man. I'm loving the show today, man. Before I jump off, man, L Boogie, what we talked about last Friday, them $64,000 in them bow ties. Your boy, King. He had to walk. Talking about he resigning. Okay, resigning.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to resign too. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and resign too. Hey, look. In both eyes, dog. What you do? There's 55 stacks in both eyes. You know what I'm saying? I like to look fresh like the next nigga, but 65 in both eyes? Baseball, you know, we're going to flex our muscles. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody think we NBA and NFL, but, you know, hey, we talk baseball, and they don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? But,
they don't even know it.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, the boy Chris Perez from the tribe, from the Indians.
We're going to get on him.
You know, he was under suspicion by the feds, and then they got the third pound delivered to the house, and him and the wife got busted.
Wow.
All I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, as a, I'm more mature now. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
In the past, I was a smoker and a toker like everybody else. I ain't going to say how long ago it was, but all I'm saying is, didn't you have a homeboy that said, hey, man, I'm about to go holler at such and such. And you said, okay, shit, when you swing by, go on and pick me up a little onion, man. I'm gonna hook you up when I get to your crib. You know what I'm saying? And we small-timers. These are multi-million-dollar athletes. You mean to tell me you ain't got a little Ron who can run down the street till you go and pick that pound up for you? You got to get it sent to your crib through FedEx? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got that? That's you know, but that's the protection of the complexion. You know what I'm saying? That's what he thought that was. But I'm going to let y'all go ahead and dig into that later on. You know what I'm saying? The boy Anthony Bosch, first of all, he went to A-Rod and he wanted some money from A-Rod. A-Rod told him to go ahead and suck on the tailpipe. Okay, then he went to Major League Baseball and said, hey, this, that, and the other. So he going to blow the whistle. He might as well come on and be a sports official. He ready to blow the whistle. You know what I'm saying?
He ready to blow the whistle.
Do you know who he need to go see, man? Do you know who Greg Anderson is? Do y'all remember that name? Y'all remember that name, do you?
That's my guy. He laid down for Barry, man. Not once, but twice. They let him out.
And then they tried to get him again. He said, I ain't did nothing. And you don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? Lay down again. Man. You know what I like to see? I like to see how much money Ben then paid his that homeboy. I like to see how much money Ben then gave his folks in cash because he straight up paid him. He straight up paid him. You know what I'm saying? Mike Vick dudes, right. Like you said, like y'all was talking about earlier, that was what Mike Vick dudes supposed to say, man. They supposed to lay it down and say, man, I don't want nobody fighting no dogs, man. You don't even know. That he's supposed
y'all
to say.
You don't even know.
I don't even, man. I'm so sick of these suckers, man. I don't even want to talk about them no more.
They turned into some suckers,
Pete Nick.
I don't know what's going on.
Suckers, man. Hey, that's why I got thrown in the hole. You know what I'm saying? One of them suckers then told about me having a cell phone because he couldn't use it. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened.
He ain't even know.
He ain't even know. You know what I'm saying? He still ain't using his phone. Hey, let me touch on the NBA right quick. You know what I'm saying? Because I appreciate the time, man. I appreciate y'all taking my call. But let me just say about the King, man. The King needs to shoot more. You know what I'm saying? The 18-10, it was pretty. It was beautiful. It was a hell of a game. That reminded me of one of the Cleveland Cavaliers games. You know, but at the same damn time, you got to shoot, man. You know what I'm saying? That pass he's sending out the Bosch, man, to take that three-pointer, man, shoot the rock, man. As far
right.
as the Heat being fatigued.
Absolutely.
Mike had to go through the Bad Boys to get to Magic and Showtime, okay? So you want to talk about fatigue? I don't think the Pacers beat up the Heat like the Pistons beat up the Bulls. I don't see that.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank
call me old school if you want to. Just call me old school if you want to. Tony Parker shot last night. It wasn't luck. I'm a shooter. You know what I'm saying? I'm 6'3". I'm a 6'3 point guard, shooting guard, small forward. I can play whatever you want me to play. I got the basketball IQ just like Tony Parker got. When you on the side over there at that angle, you go glass. Because if it don't go in off the glass, you're going to give your big man down low a chance to get the rebound and tap it in. That's what he do.
Right.
He's the best point guard
right.
in the league, you ask me. You know what? You can say Derrick Rose, I'll get on the floor, okay? You can say Chris Paul, but Chris Paul ain't in the finals, okay? I'm going to go with Tony Parker. Hey, I'm going to tell you this right now. If Tony Parker was from New York or if Tony Parker was from California, man, there would be all kind of folks saying Tony Parker is the best point guard in the league right now. Do you know
right.
that there is less than 1% of San Antonio jerseys that's sold right now? Less than 1%. Less than 1%. So that means they're going to buy Kyrie Irving jerseys before they buy a Tony Parker jersey. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. LeBron ain't Mike for three reasons. For one, the number. When you say 23, you know who he is. You got to check 23. Such and such, 23.
Yeah.
This and that, 23. That's Mike, okay? For two, the brand. His name is Mike. There's only three Mikes that we know. Jordan, Jackson, and Tyson. There's only three Mikes
right.
that we know.
No question.
Okay?
No question.
And number three, he the man. You know what I'm saying? He was always the man. It wasn't no doubt about it. There's 0.2 seconds, 1.2, 5 seconds, 6 seconds. He taking the last shot. You don't get it. You just better set a pick and get me open. That's all there is with that, okay? Last but not least, before I go, you know what I'm saying? Before I go, I got two things. One thing, at the end of the game, I don't know if y'all seen it last night. Don't know if y'all seen it. But LeBron always walked through the tunnels giving fives, or if he lost, he just keep his head down, okay? When he lost that last game with C-Town and he lost against Boston, what'd he do? He took off the what?
Took off that damn jersey.
Took off the jersey, right? Last night, I don't know if y'all seen him. He was pulling that damn jersey out of his shorts. Did you see it? He was pulling them jersey out of his shorts. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying he coming back to Cleveland because I ain't one of them conspiracists. I ain't one of them. You know what I'm saying? I ain't one of them. But all I'm saying is, I'm just saying, he pulling that jersey. I'm like, I'm tired of this ish. He tired of it. And staying with the NBA, last but not least, George Karl, Coach of the Year. I'm about to give y'all something right quick. Y'all heard that Madden curse, right? You get on the cover of the Madden, you're going to get hurt, right?
Right,
I'm gonna tell you,
yeah.
you know, I'm gonna tell you something you don't want in the NBA. You don't want to be the coach of the year. You know why? Because 9 out of the last 14 coaches in the NBA has either resigned, retired, or got fired within those 2 years that they got that damn award. And that comes from George Karl getting fired. That go to Avery Johnson. That take you back to Mike Brown, who won 52 games after Cavs coaching got fired. They either resigned or retired or got fired within 2 years. Hey, everybody in the silo, y'all ain't got nothing but time, man. Do your homework on that stat right there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I got to tuck this silly cell, man. Appreciate y'all taking my call. You know what I'm saying? Let me get back in the dough.
You can't go nowhere just yet. You can't go nowhere just yet.
What you got?
You know the question of the night. The question of the night is.
I'm ready for that one.
Hold on, we got to make sure the wife ain't hard up. We got to wait.
Hold on.
Okay,
hey,
go ahead.
Hey, go ahead. I'm listening. All right, go ahead and answer. I'm going to give you this answer. Go ahead, because I got this. Boy, I got this answer for you. Go ahead. Go answer that question, Texas. I want to hear from Texas in that Texas slang. Come on, Texas. Give it to me.
Already.
I'm about to tell you who I want. Jada Fire. Do y'all know who that is? Do y'all know who Jada Fire is? What?
No, hit me.
What?
Let me know.
You said the industry, right?
Right.
I don't know if this is a family show or what. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you this. Jada hits from the left side of the plate and the right side of the plate while you get behind her. Hey. I'm sorry, man. I didn't got speeches thinking about Jada Fire.
Yeah,
I'll
find her. That's
all.
I'm about to look her ass up.
Man.
The streets is talking, man.
When you come back from the break, after you look up Jada Fire, when you come back from the break, just give me a shout-out. That's all I want you to do. And she is the industry. You know what I'm saying? Not the industry, but the industry. You know what I'm saying?
The industry.
Silicon Valley,
ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Let me get back in my cell, man, and go finish these Jetty Fire pictures I got, man.
That's all you get is magazines. So you better know who she is.
Send me a kite. The sports officials every Sunday, 1 o'clock, thesportsofficials.com. Send me a kite.
That's what's
up. No question.
We all.
They don't even know it. Two of the hottest sports talk radio internet shows in the world. They don't even know it. Freestyle Friday when we come back, and we're going to tell you who Jada Fire is. Oh my. Streets is talking. 347-855-8896. Mondays and Fridays. L Boogie, T Rose, ULG, DJ Steph. They ain't even know it.
DJ, no rosé for me, host don't need for it. Fence on song for it. Button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then ho, you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when on board. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gonna show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks gang, fucking Floyd. TV seat, front row it. Rock go to Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 lean, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all ride with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
Show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Bring a
cars all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings, I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know, your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 Brooklyn, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1,000,000 watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1,000,000 quick, nigga, you don't even know. We turned up every day, you don't even know. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know. We turn up in the club, you don't need none. Got a hundred bottles coming, you don't need none. We came up from that, you don't even know. Drive a $500,000 car, you don't even know. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. Got bitch speak no English, you don't even know. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 pair of lean, you don't even know.
Woo-hoo! Streets is talking. Sports talk show with Cliff and Hip Hop.
Even though
Woo-hoo, we hot right now. They don't even know it.
Like T. Nick said, man, he don't even know.
Man, we hot, man. Do a little recap before we go to the little freestyle. Man. Miami Heat, they must prevail game two or they're going to be in trouble.
Oh.
Tony Parker and the great Timmy Duncan looking better than ever. Dr. Bosh, he couldn't get the money, so he turned rat. Big Ben with minor knee surgery to the black and gold Pittsburgh Steelers fans.
How black and yellow.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. So, there you got it. An old Tiger. Hey, Tiger.
But
yeah.
Right here.
Next Friday, Tiger, we're going to holler about your first and second round, man, of the U.S. Open.
You better be in contention.
Well, Freestyle Friday, man. And you know, I usually come off, man. You know what I mean? You want me to start something, man?
Oh, man, if you're feeling fresh and nice, man, go on and do something for the fans, man. You know, it's a lot of them listening, man. We got it hot in the cypher, man. People ready to get on. Why don't you go on and freak them out?
Here you go, bro. Man, Pops got shot 6 times. Saw with my own eyes, but you know Boo Meek's always going to rise. I come out the concrete smelling like a rose. Oh, man, I ain't your average Joe. I am always going to be the leader of the pack. And like I always tell these cats, I'm going to do 15 miles around my track because I ain't going to sleep because when I do, that's when I die. And after that, they're going to leak it with legacy and say R.I.P. to the Digga King, Boo Meek's in the sky. I ain't Cheech and Chong, but I'm, you know, King Kong. And I might throw your bra back and forth like ping pong. And then cut her off like off and on. And then sing a sorry song. And then let her know that I'm 9 inches long. And then I go to, you know what I mean, my girl, you know, Jada Fire. Oh, man, we go back like me and Mariah. I'm down with the king, so call me sire. Oh, man, if you want him dead, I got a dude for hire. I ain't Brett Favre. I ain't going to come out of retirement. I'm done, man. You should boy, L. Boogie, man. Money's your Fridays, man. Freestyle Friday. You know.
That's my dude. L. Boogie, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give a shout-out, man. Like I mentioned earlier, man, we the Cajun Perk Nats, man. Dude's got some Pretty Fly Productions jumping off, man. We're going to try to tag team off them players, man. You know what I mean? Try to get something extra jumping off. You know what I mean? And this Cypher, L Boogie.
No, we always keep it going in the Cypher and the Asylum, man. You know, it's always that on Friday. Everybody be running trying to get to that, man. They be talking about it during the week.
Right. Yeah, give a shout out to my mom. You know what I'm saying? I saw you, baby girl. I saw you checking in. You know what it is. Say what's up to the fam. Say what's up to the Bulldog basketball team, Junior Little Basketball team, Coach Donato's. We got a car wash tomorrow. Everybody in AZ, better get out there to Deer Valley, 83rd. Get your car washed. We ain't charging a little nothing. Give a donation so these boys can go down to San Diego and Las Vegas and give these boys the business. You feel me?
Donations as well. We taking them. Get at us. Send us something. Let's do it. Bro, who you got, man? Who we got on the inside who want to do that freestyle thing, man?
Oh, man, we got a first-time call on the line, man. We're going to check in and see what's up with this young player, see what he got. Let's check in and see what this young player got. Hey, caller, you on the line? What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Ty. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Ty, what's up? Your first time calling, pimp?
Yep, sure am.
Oh, man, L Boogie and IT Row, man, want to welcome you to Freestyle Friday on the Streets is Talking, man. If you ain't never heard, man, it's been hot. So, Ty, I heard you got some skills, man. You want to lay it down on us, man? You got about 2 minutes to get it done, pimp.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
The stage right. is yours, pimp, whenever you're ready.
All right, cool. I wake up in the morning, lace up my chucks, get ready to do my job, go out in the streets trying to find a 9-to-5, not trying to get it like the mother thugs, that ain't me, homie, understand where I'm coming from. I was raised to be a young black man, but it's hard in today's world. Trying to live the life I live, going through the struggles that I've been through, seeing my family go through the pains that they've been through. I'm strong enough to make it. They got faith in me. I'm going straight to the top. Ain't no chasing me. You can't catch me because I'm way too fast. Don't slow down, homie. Just stop and ask for directions to the nearest stop because I'll pick you up and take you with me if you really want to rock.
Yo, that's what's up, man. Straight off the dome, ladies and gentlemen. What's your name again?
Ty.
Ty, you got a Twitter or anything like that where your fans can follow you, pimp? That was worldwide.
Facebook.
Yeah, hit me up on Facebook, Tyshawn Little Tiger Tatum.
Yeah. Boy, I got a lot of names. I thought Skeeter Moe Jenkins Johnson III had a lot of names. That boy definitely got a lot of names.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Bust Nut Entertainment. We just getting started, but, you know, we trying to make a dream reality. We're going big with that.
Oh, I like that, young fella. Keep your dreams alive. You hear me? Keep pushing forward. That's how we get down.
Yes, sir.
The world just hurts, baby. Trust me, you're going to get some hits, no doubt, man. Keep that going.
All right, for sure.
L Boogie, hit him with the slogan.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
That's how we get down, Ty. Hit it with the question of the night, L Boogie.
Ty, if you had any young lady, any woman that's in the industry of entertainment, and you can kick it with her for one night, who would it be?
Alicia Keys.
Ooh.
Alicia Keys.
Yes, sir.
That young boy
Alicia
said
Keys.
It quick, too, like he was like, yeah, didn't get it right.
See, most girls in the industry nowadays, to me, they're just trying to look fine and sexy like always, but Alicia Keys is just beautiful. She's not fine, she ain't sexy, she's beautiful. And she got
my
that baby.
All right, y'all. Hey, next Friday, Pippa, get your skills up again. Call in, man. We on 6 to 8. Streets is Talking, man. 347-855-8896. Get at us, you feel me?
Yes, sir.
All right, man, in a minute.
And, Ro, don't forget, he can always go back and hear himself at www.blogtalkradio.com/streets is talking with a zero, and that's not a typo. Man, he got hot at the end there, bro.
Did he? You know what I'm saying? Nick say, stop and ask for directions.
You already know. And I take you to the top, Willie. You feel me? I like that. Young Gunner, baby.
Everybody. Yeah. You know how we get down there, Boogie. In the cipher. In the asylum. My bad. We ain't in no cipher. We in the asylum. Yeah.
No question.
Freestyle Friday.
Grimy in the sewer. Who you got next, bro? Who else coming up? I know they ready. They lies it up.
Oh, man, El Boogie, you know how we get down, man. We're going to go to a young fella, man, who always keep it live and hot, man. You know, we're going to go to the young fella who be keeping it real. My little dude, my little ace dude, Chuck Devil. Chuck, where you at, baby?
Freestyle Friday.
I can't hear you, Chuck. I think Chuck, say it again.
I said I'm rocking live from the land. You hear me?
Oh,
yeah.
Loud and clear, baby. My bad.
Oh, man. You know, it's Freestyle Friday. I'm live from the land tuning in to my man, El Boogie. And the streets is calling, man. What's going on, man? What's the deal, El Boogie?
Oh, man. You know, trying to keep it 10 toes down. And just representing the streets and you know, representing the real voices. And, you know, you don't have to come politically correct. All you got to do is just come correct.
Just come correct.
So let me hear some, Chuck. I know we had a nice little battle last week. And, you know, Pook, she, you know, my sister, she dogged me, said I wasn't nothing. But then I got a couple of tweets and said I did it. I did a little decent. But, you know what I mean, you was hot, too. Very, you know what I mean? So let's hear some, Chuck.
Oh, man, you all right. I'm gonna just kick something right off the top. I'm going to just go. It's Young Charlie Hustle, and I'm live from the cypher. I fucked the bitch twice, dog. Why you got a wife for? Money on my mind, man. That's all a nigga think about. Every time I go to sleep, that's all a nigga dream about. Young Charlie Hustle, I be stacking on the block, trapping on the block. I'm trapping with the Glock, money on my mind. You know I gotta shine. Niggas, they be talking, but they just wasting time. I ain't lying, I be going. But ain't no telling who gonna stop me. I'm going real hard in the ring like Rocky. Yeah, young niggas swag so cocky. These niggas trying hard, but they still can't stop me. Damn, El Boogie put me on, though. Cleveland nigga, and I'ma take the throne though. And I'm just chilling in the low, Young Chuck, I'm a boss. I'm just saying today, this is what I do, El Boogie, I don't play. For real.
There you go.
Chuck Hustle, baby. If you didn't know, Chuck, that was, man, every week, man, you come with it, man. I like your style, brother. Keep calling in, man, doing your thing. Hell, Boogie. What Chuck D from Ohio, huh?
Yeah, he's from that spot in Cleveland we call Huff Heights, man, 93rd. You know what I mean? Very, very, very historical, you know what I mean, block, if you know what I mean, if you're from Cleveland, Ohio. So, Chucky D holding it down, a.k.a. Charlie Hustle, a.k.a. Get Money. That's what he told me,
yeah.
Man. So, I'm respected. You know what I mean? Good job, Chucky D.
Chucky Devo. Yeah, buddy. Well, Boogie, before we get out of here, man, we got one more Freestyle Friday. Person waiting on, man, you know who it is, man. It's that OG player, man. Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. You know, out there in the streets. Nigga, killing two birds with one stone, watching a graduation and a football game at the same time. Boy, that's pimping. That's how big the Texas football stadiums are, ladies and gentlemen. Two events on one field.
And about to kick a Freestyle Friday. Oh, my.
Skeet him up. Where you at?
All right. Nah, I'm in this thing like 77, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Already? You know. Yo, hey, Skeet him up. Did you hear one of our favorite call-ins, Mr. T. Nick, man. You ain't even know.
Man. Hey, and I'd like to say shouts out to Chuck, you know, a.k.a. Charlie Hustle, that boy, you know, he spit that high fire, you know what I'm talking about? And shout out to Bustin' Nut Entertainment with my first dude, Kai. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No
right.
doubt.
That's what it is. You know what to do, man. It's all yours.
Already. You know what it is. Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins Jr. the third, man. One more time for your mind, huh? All right. Look. Yeah. Look. Man, dude, talking slick, but soft as Twinkie, feeling my advice is put a dime up and save some for the children. I'm stacking to the ceiling, talking body farm feeling. That boy need a dead and extend me a half a million. A guaranteed peeling like an ape with a banana. I keep a gun, wide earth, God City, bonanza. Crabby little cancer, clamping down on your hiney. Shots in the dark, making sure they don't find me. I'm young, ski mask up, high school I passed up. Hung with the snakes instead of getting the grass cut. You faking, I smoke more treats than a Jamaican. You a fruit-topia made by Clay Aiken. I'm raking in the money, too much to count lonely. But I do it anyway, cause them niggas is Rudy Gay. I do it beautifully like a painting by Picasso. A hole in your head, brains hanging up out your nostrils.
Yeah. Nigga said they made from Clay Aiken.
Fruitopia, baby.
That nigga.
Whoa, boy.
Skeeter Mo. Cut it out,
man.
Boy, I tell you. Freestyle Friday, old boogie. That's how I get down.
Oh, bless and love. Hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. That was a great, great freestyle. But, you know, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson the third, you know what I mean? Chuck D and my man Ty, man, they tore it up. As usual, well, Skeeter keep it hotter than Arizona, baby. And that's hot.
Hot. Miami Heat. Yeah, buddy, that's what I'm talking about, buddy. Skeeter Mo, we appreciate the love, man. We about to end this show, man. Once again, man, you know what it is. We'll holler at you on Monday and definitely on Freestyle Friday, baby.
All right. One love, man.
One love, brother.
Love.
L Boogie. See, you started that, L Boogie. You all because you wanted to start off on the mic and get everybody hyped and crazy. It just got wicked from one entertainer to the next. You know what I mean?
No question, no question. Man, oh, man. Well, man, it's Friday night, and we got to wrap it up. Game 2 Sunday. Oh, man, it's going to be ill. Got a lot to talk about. More news about the baseball. More football. Bro, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Man, you know what it is, man. I want to shout out to the world, man. Thank everybody who calls in and listens to the show. Man, you know what it is, man. Big ups to you, big brother, L Boogie. Big ups to Jewel's G, big brother. Miss you know what I mean? And, you know, man, big ups to the fam. Once again, we're going to get it in.
Well, the number one uno that's on my mind is Jose Perez and J.J. Harris for the University of North Carolina for possession of marijuana. The streets is talking. If you're so street and you're telling a street thing, you don't know your occupation. You don't have someone, if you're in the streets, don't you pay guys to do things for that for you? In the streets, we call them boys. Everybody has a couple flunkies. Man. And secondly, to Serena Williams, good luck. We hope you win that tennis tournament, baby, and keep it going. I hope we can get more African-American young girls to play tennis and play golf. Keep inspiring us. We out of here Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 347-855-8896, www.blogtalkradio, facebook.com/streetsistalking, a zero, not a typo. And remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. And when the streets is talking, we like E.F. Hutton, baby. Everybody listening. Big up the Big Meeks. Get well, baby. We gonna holler at you. It's on. Good job, DJ Steph, the producer. Let's get out of here.
We gone.
Let's do it.
This track dictates everything I'm supposed to say. So have mercy on this soul that I've thrown away. Although it's cliche, the devil had a hold of me. This greedy motherfucker couldn't put the blow away. Bitches blowing kisses and rappers throwing disses, hoping to land their ass on all top five lists. I wish you niggas well. You niggas wish I fell. You gonna make me bear these arms like a Chippendale. Squeeze off on them, leave cross on them. By the time the body's found, it's peat moss on them. I could show you all the ways in which crime pays. My drug rings a multi-million dollar crime wave. Two ranch homes, both dockside. Get this money back, counterclockwise. Little bubble on the cut like peroxide. The poison in the car is not carbon monoxide. Ask forgiveness, Lord, in hopes of getting more. Then beg forgiveness for the same thing he forgave me for. I wasn't crazy poor, see I was lazy more. 1,000 kilos crosses lines that you can't ignore. I felt entitled to it, not how the Bible do it. My bright eyes exposed to how the hood idols do it. I just took a page, then I took the stage, then put the face of that Rolly in that diamond cage. I tried to tame the beast best I could, no leash. I stood the test of time, airtight, no leaks. Not a squeak, not a peep of a word. I done lived half my life in arm's reach of a bird. Have mercy on me, they put curses on me. I could have been 6 feet or had nurses on me. It was written like these tatted Bible verses on me. I feel the weight upon my shoulders like the church is on me. I am forgiven. You don't do all the shit that I done and make it through and not be forgiven. This is the wrath that came, motherfuckers. Let this hold you over. It's just an appetizer. Ha ha! My name is my name, coming soon. Re-up gang forever. Good music. Dope Boys Worldwide.
My name is my name.